Good morning, Penny. Thank you. Arsenal and Tottenham, 2 points clear at the top of the Premier League. Paulinho scoring an injury time winner as Tottenham won 1-0 at Cardiff. Spurs manager Andre Villas-Boas knowing it was the Swansea keeper David Marshall that kept them in it for so long.
If it wasn't for Marshall, we probably could have built a comfortable lead earlier in the game. But it did ever so well to deny us. But in the end, we got rewarded for our persistence and for our good football. So extremely happy to take the win.
It's the Gunners that top the division on goal difference. Mesut Ozil setting up all three of Arsenal's goals as they notched up a seventh consecutive victory, beating Stoke 3-1 at the Emirates after the game. Wenger, full of praise for his record signing.
He has shown his class, you know, in a game that was difficult because we had dropped our level physically in the second half. But overall, the fans welcomed him and he has done extremely well.
A tough day for Crystal Palace. They lost 2-0 at home to Swansea, remaining 19th in the table, just above Sunderland, who've sacked manager Paolo Di Canio. He becomes the first Premier League manager to lose his job this season. Tonight in League One, a London derby as Leighton Orient travel to Brentford, looking to make it 8 consecutive league wins. There's full commentary of the game on the Sports Show this evening. It's a 7:45 kickoff. Saracens maintained their perfect start of the season, 4 points clear at the top of Rugby's Premiership. A 31-17 bonus point win over Bath. Man of the match centre Duncan Taylor was delighted, especially with the way they started the game.
First half it was good. I mean, everything seemed to be going our way and we were playing well and we scored a couple of tries and I managed to get a bonus point within the first 40 minutes, which was massive for us. Obviously second half we fell off the pace a little bit, but I mean, it's credit to Bath that they stuck in there and they're an awesome team and it was always going to be a tough challenge and they fought right to the end, so it was good to get the win in the end.
While the top English and French rugby union clubs have confirmed their plans for a breakaway from the European Rugby Cup, it's going to be called the Rugby Champions Cup and will be open to Celtic and Italian clubs. While in Rugby League, London Scholars lost their Championship One playoff semi-final 64-8 at Oldham. Bradley Wiggins has won the week-long Tour of Britain, maintaining a 26-second lead on the final stage as Mark Cavendish won on the streets of the capital. Wiggins pleased that the final sprint didn't cause him too much inconvenience.
I mean, Cav's the fastest man in the world, and there's one or two that can get near him, but there are some muppets in there as well. And I thought they were going to go down 5k to go. Guys in 25th, 30th place, jostling like they were going for the win. And so, you know, if that had happened, then they took a split, lose 26 seconds, and that would have been it.
In Formula One, Sebastian Vettel won the Singapore Grand Prix. He now leads the championship by 60 points, with 6 races remaining. And England netball side won, remain unbeaten in 2013. They beat South Africa 49-38 in the first of a 3-match series.